My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. Yes. On the pitch. On the other.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I greatly appreciate it. Hour number three. If you've missed any parts of hours one or two, well, I'm just going to tell you, it's so important that you are aware of the information we dropped. We dropped information about the border. We actually were breaking the story here as it broke nationally about the busloads sent from Ron DeSantis of illegals that landed on the doorstep of Kamala Harris. But Victor Avila was my guest. He's an expert on the border. And we also had with us Nan Sue. We opened up sharing with you about the Shanghai Cooperative that's going on right now, which is the meeting that's happening in Kazakhstan between Putin and Xi. And coincidentally, not coincidentally, the Pope happens to be in the same city at the same time. Oh, you know, for another meeting, except that there's a Beijing agreement that they've signed that says that they will not interfere or protect Christians and Catholics in China that come under persecution by the CCP. The Vatican will no longer be involved in protecting them. That's the agreement. But we opened that up for you. And then in our last segment, we talked about the assault, the sexual perversion assault on our children, and how it is codified in what's called the National Sex Education Standards, where 8-year-olds are to be taught how to masturbate. Your 8-year-old child. I I'll ask. I've got a law enforcement officer with me, because if I brought an 8-year-old into my house that was not my kid, and I tried to tell them or show them how to do some of the stuff they're showing kids in school, he would break down my door and arrest me.
True. Very true.
He would arrest me. And he should, by the way, arrest me, okay? Just like, you know, some of the material that they show these kids in school. If anybody stood on the sidewalk in front of the school and tried to present this material to a child, they would be arrested. But because they do it in a school under the quote-unquote auspices of education, they're perverting and destroying an entire generation of children. Well, that's not what we're here to talk about, though. As important as those are, and I encourage you to, when they come out, if you haven't heard them, get those podcasts that are going to be out this afternoon and listen to the information so you know how to protect your kids. My guest for this hour, and I'm very pleased to have him, he is the sheriff of Klickitat County in Washington State. He oversees 20 deputies, 12 corrections officers, 7 support staff, 200 volunteers within his county, supporting 21,811 within a 1,900-mile range. He is the husband, father, and grandfather. He's been in law enforcement in both Washington and Nevada for 51 years. He began his career in the United States Air Force, was honorably discharged, and he has a Master of Science in Criminal Justice, along with completing the FBI's National Academy in Quantico, and he works with Sheriff Richard Mack and was awarded the Constitutional Sheriff of the Year for 2019, and he's seeking re-election in 2022, which I'm sure he will receive re-election. I certainly hope so. His county is blessed to have him, and we're blessed to have him today. I want to welcome Sheriff Bob Songer. Sheriff Bob, welcome.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you with me. I asked you to come on the program today because you have made a pretty strong statement about ATF and defending our Second Amendment. But right. I wanted you to explain to the audience and to any sheriffs that might be listening or might listen at some point to this conversation, what their powers are under the Constitution of the United States of America to be able to protect their residents from federal agent overreach, which is something that we should be very concerned about, especially like here in Texas, where 25 of the 50 offices for the new IRS agents are right here in our state.
Yes. Well, as an elected sheriff, you're elected by the people. You're not appointed by the governor. You're not appointed by the Board of County Commissioners or City Council. You are elected by the people. You are the top law enforcement official in the county. That includes jurisdictions throughout the unincorporated areas of the county, as well as the incorporated area, cities as well. And so you're the top law enforcement official. we like to think as sheriffs that we do a pretty good job when bad guys violate your constitutional rights, break into your home, rape a lady, commit armed robberies, all kinds of nonsense, criminal acts. We get them in custody because they violated somebody's rights by doing that. But what happens when the government becomes the bad guy? And in Washington State, we've seen that under a couple things. One under 1639, a law that was passed in the state of Washington in 2018 in regards to possession of firearms. Our state, our governor, and our attorney general, Bob Ferguson, they love to call all semi-automatic weapons assault weapons because that's scary, you know, and it's nonsense. It violates your Second Amendment right, number one. In my opinion, I'm not an attorney. Let me say that up front.
Okay.
But in my opinion, based on my experience and my read of the Constitution, U.S. Constitution as well as the state constitution of Washington, that certainly violates somebody's rights when you got to be 21 years old before you buy a semi-automatic 22 rifle. 21. Now, you can go to Iraq as a military individual at 18, 19, 20 years old and pack a machine gun and get shot up over there or whatever, come back home, and you're still under 21, you can't even buy a semi-automatic 22 in this state. Plus, you have to sign, if you are 21, you buy a semi-automatic weapon or a handgun, you have to sign away your HIPAA rights. And they don't go into a lot of detail who's going to evaluate all that, but you have to allow them to have access to your medical records, which is another violation, in my opinion. And then how you store your gun in your home and stuff. There's nothing in the Constitution under the Second Amendment that has any of that nonsense in it. And I've taken a position because I have discretionary powers as a sheriff. I will not enforce that. Deputies will not enforce I-1639. Then coming along was the pandemic, COVID pandemic.
Sure.
Well, of course, that got everybody's attention, and it scared the hell out of people. You know, and when people are scared, they tend to, in my opinion, to follow government. Government will make them safe. Well, that's just usually the opposite case. But anyway, our governor put out these edicts, mandatory mask wearing, mandatory shots, and all this kind of stuff. And anyway, I felt that's an individual choice, not the government's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my deputies that if you want to get a shot, you want to wear a mask, have at it. If you don't, you don't have to.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's law enforcement officers with the Washington State Patrol and Seattle and PD and the sheriff's, King County Sheriff's Office. Mandatory. If you don't get a shot, you're fired. I think that's a form of extortion, in my opinion, and certainly violates their rights. So, getting back to your original question, what is the responsibility of an elected sheriff? I explained that they go after bad guys who violate rights.
Right.
But when government violates, becomes the bad guy, and government has a habit of doing that, even though they may have good intentions,
okay,
they'll violate your rights. The sheriff's job is to interpose, stand up for the citizen, and fight against government on that issue.
All right. Now, Sheriff Bob, and you're in Washington,
right?
But you're talking about the Constitution of the United States of America, which is something that goes beyond just the state of Washington.
Correct.
The Constitution is applicable to all 50 of the states. Now, there may be laws in a state, but those laws, even within that state, have a responsibility to stay true to what the Constitution says about government and about individual liberties. So where's the line as far as this interposing you're talking about with the sheriff and the Constitution and a state law and now the sheriff. Can you touch on that for a second?
Yes, very good point. First of all, any law that is passed by Congress or by your state legislature, any law that violates or goes against the Constitution is a bad law, null and void. Bad law. The sheriff is not required to enforce bad laws. And so I encourage other sheriffs when it comes to that, that's where you interpose. That's where you stand up. If that law, that state law, regardless what state you're talking about, goes against the Constitution, violates the Constitution, that Constitution is the handbook, you might say,
okay,
of the sheriffs to uphold that Constitution. Now, some of them say, well, I've been told this too, to be honest with you. Well, sheriff, it's not your job to make that determination. That's up to the courts. Well, I wonder how that worked out in Rosa Park. That was a law back in the day that if a black person sat in a white person's seat on the bus, that was against the law, and then people were arrested for it.
Right.
Well, guess what? All these arrests affecting individuals' lives by being booked into jail, by going through the embarrassment headlines about being arrested, all this other stuff that goes
on. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay. I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and very, very pleased to have with me Sheriff Bob Songer. And Sheriff Songer is the sheriff of Klickitat County in Washington State. But we're talking about the Constitution. And we're talking, so folks, this is the Constitution covers all 50 of the United States of America. The Bill of Rights belongs to every citizen of the United States of America, and those constitutional rights are ours no matter what state you live in. And the federal government has specific restrictions placed upon it. And the officer who is the highest law enforcement officer in the county is your sheriff. And they are the one that stands between you and unlawful, unconstitutional acts brought about by an out-of-control federal government. You were beginning to talk about that, and we had to take that break. Go ahead and continue that, please.
Yes, in the Rosa Parks situation, for example, I've had people say, "Sheriff, it's not your job. Your job is to enforce the law, and it's up to the courts to decide whether the law is constitutional." Well, ultimately, the courts do make that decision. But the question I have, and at least my philosophy on it, is no, it's the sheriff's job. If you believe the law that was passed is a bad law or an invalid law, whether it's passed by Congress or by the state legislature, it's your duty not to enforce it, in my opinion. First of all, you're violating people's rights when you enforce a bad law. Rosa Parks being an example of that. Black people could not sit in the white section of the bus. People were arrested over that issue. And that was a state law. The officers are going by the law. You know, it's a law. I'm going to march ahead. I got to enforce the law. And that's nonsense. They arrested people, embarrassed them, put them through public shame.
Humiliation. Yeah.
The whole works. And years down the road, what the U.S. Supreme Court do? Oh, you're right. It's an unconstitutional law.
Right.
I mean,
well, look at what's happening. You and I were talking about this in the break, but look what's happening to the January 6th prisoners. What's taking place with regards to the January 6th prisoners?
Right.
I believe that the congressional members, you know, the senators prior to the 17th Amendment were specifically accountable to the state legislatures.
Right.
And the congressional members that you represent are accountable to you.
Right.
They have a responsibility to the citizenry of the states that they represent. There are Texans right now that are being held in D.C. with no real charges brought against them. Some have been charged with trespassing. But the way in which they are being treated is as if they had committed some horrific murder-type crime, and they're being abused. And their Fourth and Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights are being abused. And I would suggest that the senators and the congressmen for the state of Texas need to demand of the governor of the state of Texas that he swear out the National Guard, and the National Guard goes and releases the prisoners back to Texas. You want to have them stand trial, that's fine, but they do not need to be being abused and bear sprayed and beaten and arms broken and starved to death in the manner in which it's happening, Sheriff.
Oh, I totally agree with your comments there. You know, what is very, very interesting, the January 6th, they're just outraged about how these patriots went on to the Capitol and caused all this. You know, if you think about it, there was only one lady that was shot and killed there by a Capitol police who ought to have been brought up on charges, in my opinion. But that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, it was crickets. It was crickets when you had BLM and Antifa rioting. I mean, rioting, shooting people, throwing bottles, causing fires,
yep.
Looting. This was all fine. In fact, our vice president, my understanding, would help bailing these people out of jail.
I've got video of her saying that this should continue, and it should continue after the election, and it shouldn't stop. I've got video of her actually making those comments, and it's interesting to note, you mentioned the one person, Ashley Babbitt, who was murdered, because there was a second officer that pulled a gun that didn't shoot. So that tells you that somebody believed that shouldn't have happened. But Rosalind Boylan was beat to death, and Kevin Grissom and Benjamin Phillips were killed because of compression bombs that actually landed either on them or right next to them, causing their hearts to stop. And Brian Sicknick was died of a stroke, and he was brought to the attention of D.C. Capitol Police at 3 p.m. and at 8 p.m., and in both instances, the medics that brought him were rebuffed, and he was left without treatment, and subsequently, that's how he died.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code, and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Sheriff Bob Songer, is the sheriff of Klickitat County in Washington State. He's taken a strong stance to protect the Second Amendment. But he has a message for every sheriff in America right now, talking about your constitutional oath that you took when you accepted the position of sheriff in your county. Sheriff, go ahead.
Yes, well, thank you. And to my fellow sheriffs throughout the country, we take an oath of office to uphold the United States Constitution as well as individual state constitutions. You know, it's a tough job. And what I would ask and request of all the sheriffs, to be a constitutional sheriff. If you're not sure of what that all entails, I would request you to go online and get a hold of Richard Mack, constitutional sheriff, president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I think you would find that enlightening and also probably agree with 99% of it, if not 100%. But the point I'm making here, as an elected sheriff, you are the top law enforcement official of that county. That trumps the FBI, ATF, any federal agents. They cannot come into your county and violate your citizens' constitutional rights. They do not have more authority than you do within your own county. Now, some sheriffs think that the FBI is the top authority. No, no. It's the elected sheriff that is the top authority. And never be bashful about telling them to keep out of your county. Now, do we cooperate with the FBI and other agencies? Of course we do. Of course we do. If they're looking for a bad guy, an armed robber or something like that, we're going to assist them. We're going to help them. But we're not going to help them violate our citizens' constitutional rights. They go to serve a search warrant in your county. They better notify you that's what they're doing. If they're making an arrest in your county, they better notify you that's what they're up to. And if you believe that that warrant is not a sufficient warrant signed by a judge that they want to serve, You tell them no way, no how. They get out of there.
Now, yeah. Sheriff, real quickly, what if it is, I mean, because, for example, look at what happened recently in Mar-a-Lago, where you have a situation where they served it, it was signed by a judge, but it has become quite clear that there are some very serious issues with the service of that, and whether or not, I mean, there was evidence that was withheld from the judge that might well have had a role in whether or not he did, in fact, authorize that. You have evidence of a FISA warrant that was initially given on that Steele dossier. Now we know that everybody was lying about the dossier, including how they manufactured the dossier. The whole thing was a lie, and yet four more times a judge signed off. So I guess my question then becomes, if the warrant itself is a warrant to do something that is unconstitutional, even if it's signed by a judge, does the sheriff have the ability to say, wait just a minute, you know, for example, you want to go in and you want to take a citizen who I know, you want to take their weapons from them because they were at the Ellipse on the 6th of January as an example, okay? Or you want to, or you're saying you're going to go haul them off because you think they trespassed. That would be a situation where the sheriff should have some discretion and should use the discretion. Am I off base in asking that or saying that?
No. Obviously, if it's a legitimate warrant on an investigation, then the sheriff should be there to observe to make sure that there's no violations going on. For example, and the sheriff should also be able to look at that warrant and review it. For example, if the warrant is for a particular item, that does not give them the authority to seize other stuff that is not on the warrant.
Okay.
That makes that warrant the fruit of the poison tree. In other words, that makes that warrant invalid once that's been violated. Now, I'm not an attorney, and I make that very clear.
Right.
I'm sure there's legal counsel out there that would adamantly disagree with the comment I just made. But as an elected sheriff, you have a duty to observe and not only observe, but interpose if you believe the warrant is a bad warrant.
Okay.
So that would be the first thing. And from what I understand and what I've heard about that raid on President Trump's residence there in Florida, I think it's driven by politics, and that's sad that our country's come to that.
Yeah.
But my understanding, they wouldn't even allow President Trump's attorney to be present during the service of that warrant.
Right.
That's a red flag to me right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
They got nothing to hide, and they're executing a legitimate warrant. Then why couldn't the attorney be there? I mean, right. He represents the president.
Right.
But the president wasn't present there at the time the warrant was served.
Absolutely.
I think you and I both know, or at least I sincerely believe this. Excuse me. At the top level of the FBI, and I was very blessed to go through the FBI's National Academy in 1983.
Okay.
With the top echelon of the FBI, in my opinion, from what I've been seeing going on, is corrupt. They need to wipe that whole top fire, get rid of them, and put in people that believe in the Constitution and protecting your constitutional rights. As a federal agent, they have the same responsibility. So we've got a tough road ahead of us. We got a U.S. attorney that a cowtail to the Biden administration, anything they want, go after all of what they consider political enemies. And I just sat. And now, Garland was one of them.
Now, you mentioned that you sent a letter to Merrick Garland about a particular issue. Tell our audience about that situation.
Yes. The word was that Garland put out that he wanted the local authorities, being the sheriff or the local police, to join up with the FBI agents and go to school board meetings and spy on the parents, because they could be domestic terrorists. And so I wrote a letter back to Mr. Garland and told him in that letter, and I'm just summarizing here, that number one, keep the FBI out of my county. Period. If there's any violation of law, local authorities will take care of that issue. We'll investigate it, not the FBI. And I further indicated to Mr. Garland, parents showing up and being loud or boisterous is not a violation. It's our constitutional right under the First Amendment.
Right. Yeah. To redress the government in an orderly fashion, and volume can still be orderly. If you're upset about a particular situation and you're standing at the podium and you're raising your voice saying, I'm really upset about what you're doing to our children, you know what? You're an elected official. You're going to sit there and you're going to listen to the people that are going to elect you or are going to unelect you.
Exactly. They need to put on the big boy pants and listen to the public that pays for their salaries or it pays for the school and all mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Those parents have every right in the world to demonstrate peacefully in a school setting, school mm-hmm. board setting, because of some of the nonsense they're trying to teach 7 and 8 year olds, whether you're a male today or a female, and it goes on. And if you're white, you're racist, all of that nonsense that they're trying to indoctrinate these kids on.
Right.
You know, it's just ridiculous. And the parents should stand up and voice their concerns. And do a recall on those that are elected to the school board. If they can't stand the heat, then get out of the kitchen, the old saying goes.
So, we're going to have another segment, but as we're closing out this particular segment, the message to the sheriffs is you've taken an oath to defend the Constitution, and you need to make sure that you follow that oath as it relates to federal agents coming into your county and attempting to force some kind of federal political agenda on your citizens.
Yes, and the parting word on that I would put out to the sheriffs, the only, and I stress this, the only boss you have is a citizen. The governor's not your boss. The president's not your boss. County commissioners are not your boss. And if you do that, if you follow through and interpose when the government's the bad guy, I will almost guarantee you that you will have a following of your citizens that will support you.
We're here. Well, we know that Joe Arpaio certainly had his following. Sheriff Mack has had his following and continues to have his following. You have a strong support system out there as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's a few more things we want to unpack with regards to this issue of constitutional sheriff and the website you can go to. Back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I just want to say, first of all, to Sheriff Songer here, thank you, sir, for your service.
Thank you for what you do.
I'm just greatly appreciative of your service, you know, obviously to your county. I'm not a part of your county. Maybe I can be an honorary member, but I appreciate that. But I appreciate that, you know, the recognition that as a sheriff, you also are serving the good of our country and standing up for its constitution and encouraging other sheriffs to stand alongside of you. And we want to play this. And this is from a mutual friend who I know as well. He actually was running for office here in my county at one time, running for Congress right here locally. And his name is Sheriff Richard Mack, and it's so nice to see him. I need to reach out to him, but I want to play this for you, folks.
Hi, this is Sheriff Richard Mack, former sheriff of Graham County and now president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. You know, the CSPOA is a partnership between citizens and their local law enforcement, especially your sheriff. You know, your sheriff is the only elected law enforcement officer in your county and in the United States. He reports directly to you. That's why You must be involved. Thomas Jefferson warned us that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. That's what we train citizens to do. Be vigilant, be working with your sheriff, and we train sheriffs and peace officers all across this country to defend you, to stand for you, and to stand against tyranny. We train them, and boy, has it been working. Have you noticed during this crisis how many sheriffs have been standing against their governors and mayors? That's exactly what we train to do at the CSPOA. What we need now is you to be part of this process, getting your sheriffs and your patrol officers and your deputies and your police all across your county and all across your state to do exactly that. Stand for the Constitution, stand for liberty, and keep their oath of allegiance to the United States Constitution. You know, every sheriff and every peace officer swears an oath of allegiance to uphold and defend the Constitution. That's exactly what we train them to do. And with your help, we can make this go bigger, better, and faster right now. Why should every American join the CSPOA? First, what do we get out of this? We restore liberty. You join the team. You join the movement to take back America, county by county, one sheriff at a time. You know, when your sheriff finds out that you're a member of the CSPOA, and you're trying to get him to the CSPOA training, and you're trying to get him to become a member, how much more powerful is that when you're talking with your sheriff that you can tell him, look, our entire group are members of the CSPOA. We support this idea, we support this movement, and we support you, and we stand beside you. You must tell your sheriff, we are with you while you're standing for American liberty and our God-given rights. And while you're here, be sure to look at all the CSPOA products. We have the best training materials anywhere in the country. You read all our books and our materials, you'll get the best education possible for restoring liberty today. Become a member. Become a part of what we're doing. How do we take back America? County by county, one sheriff at a time. This is where you come in. He works for you.
All right. And again, that is the CSPOA.org. CSPOA.org.
Former sheriff of Graham County. Now president.
There we go. CSPOA.org, and you can join the CSPOA. You don't have to be a sheriff to join. Citizens join all the time, and the purpose behind it, again, as Sheriff Mack said, is, you know, we're not against the sheriff. We're actually almost like an auxiliary, right? We're there to stand with the sheriff, to give the sheriff a sense of comfort, to know that, hey, If I stand for the Constitution of the United States of America, I have a citizenry behind me that is going to stand with me when it comes to protecting our county and our rights against this federal overreach. And I was mentioning to you, and then I'm going to throw it back to you, Sheriff, for some thoughts, but I was mentioning to you, you know, the tests, Ruby Ridge, Waco, The Bundy Ranch, the Wildlife Preserve, and the murder of Lavoie Finicum, and now January 6th. And when you watch all of the video presentation that the real January 6th that the Epoch Times has put together, that's real video from reporters that were there and citizens. BloodyHill.com, my friend David Sumrall. Again, same thing. And Nick Searcy and what he did, which is a little more tongue-in-cheek, but it's still, the evidence is overwhelming as to what really happened on the 6th of January and the provocateurs who continue, many of them, to run free today. Sheriff?
Yes. Well, Sheriff Mack is spot on. And Chris Ann Hall, I'm sure you probably heard of Chris Ann.
I did a show with Chris Ann 2 days ago.
Oh, good. I hope her and her family are doing well. But I've had Chris Ann give some training to our deputies and posse members and so forth. But Sheriff Mack is an outstanding patriot, so is Chris Ann Hall. But the thing that, the point that I think they're making, at least that's my viewpoint, is that the citizens, and what makes up my posse is community policing, citizens working with the sheriff. And I could not do the job without the number of citizens. We have the largest posse in the state of Washington, and proud of it. Excuse me. But anyway, these people are outstanding individuals that are my posse members. They volunteer their time. We even have 7 pilots apply for this small county at no cost to the taxpayer during fire season if we're looking for bad guys or whatever the case is. And we have 6, I believe it is right now, hound handlers that go after problem predators, cougars and bear.
Wow.
A threat to the community or livestock and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And I get pushback, by the way, from the far progressives. They just, their hair catches on fire, especially when I announced I was running for re-election. And they're pulling all stops out, to make sure that doesn't happen. But I think we're going to do all right. Because I am a constitutional sheriff,
right.
And the support I get from our citizens, they want somebody to stand up, their sheriff, to stand up and protect their gun rights, protect the First Amendment, all of them, and the natural rights, the God-given rights.
Amen. Amen.
Excuse me.
Well, Sheriff, I appreciate you being here. We're going to run out of time here, but Sheriff Bob Songer, Constitutional Sheriff, CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org. A lot more information there. And our message to sheriffs is, again, we stand with you, we appreciate you, we support you, and we want to, at the end of the day, do our part.
Absolutely. Yep.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.